Our Coach's Insight programs, it continues here at CrossCare 93.7 FM, getting you set for week one of high school football on Friday night. Now time for more Hillmount Academy. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's, and we're joined right now by the head coach in Zach Fredrickson. Coach, I know last year it was a tough year for the Ravens, but you turned the page pretty quickly. How do you feel like the off season went, summer workouts, all that, et cetera, you know, kind of leading up here to this first week? How do you feel like the numbers turned out for you?
I think it went really well. I mean, just in returning players is huge. I lost one senior, so I didn't have any turnover really, and a lot of experience is coming back. I have about 8 seniors. I'm getting some guys back from injury. I've got about 10 more players than I had before, so my roster size is a lot bigger. So that mixed with a good summer weights program, we had a 20 guys over 80%, and just a lot of work this summer. So I think all those things mixed together, we're heading in the right direction heading into the season.
Yeah, you bring back a pretty quality mix of players on both sides of the ball. What stands out about this roster and how it's kind of constructed heading into the season? What stands out in that regard?
So for me, like I said earlier, is experience. We got a handful of guys that have played 4 years of varsity now, everyone that is on this team that's returning has played some varsity football, whether that be playing games last year when guys were hurt, 2 years ago, they all have tons of experience. And then we got bigger. Every single player on our team took the weight room serious, took the challenge serious, put on 10, 15 pounds. So experience and size is going to be a big factor in our improvement this year.
What do you look at as being maybe a potential question mark going into the year?
I think big question mark is probably our depth. How can the young guys that we have, how can they step in when we need them? Because you know just as well as I do, small school football, there will be, you know, weeks where guys are out. And so that's a big question mark for us, is just how can guys come in and step up?
Talk about the Jamboree last week and taking part in that, and how crucial is that to kind of get that action in before week one?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, it's the first taste of live action. These guys have been working, hitting each other, so they got to finally hit someone else. And then we got to see what we needed to work on this week heading into week one. You know, just different execution things, you know, kind of knock some rust off and get ready for the real games.
More Hillmount Academy football coach Zach Fredrickson. A couple more minutes with him. Our Coach's Insight program brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's as they get set for Jefferson County North on Friday night. Well, right out the gate, JCN, who made a deep run into the playoffs, made it all the way to the 1A state championship game a year ago, their best season in school history. But they had probably as much turnover as any team in the league. What do you see from this Jefferson County North team going into this week one matchup?
Oh, I mean, you know, they're very well coached. Jeff Snyder over there and all those guys, they do a fantastic job. So we're not taking them lightly by any means. They're going to still come in ready to go. You know, success like that, it carries into your program. So they're no joke. They're going to be good, and, you know, they're going to come out and play hard. So we're going to take them on like anyone else.
We'll get those keys in a moment for Friday, but you get a couple new additions here in the Northeast Kansas League. Riverside, you'll see them middle of the year, late September, and then end of the year, you'll go on the road to Troy. They make the jump over here from the TVL. What do you think about the new additions here to the league?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think just expanding, getting more teams in, especially those two, you know, they're right next to all of us schools in the league. And, you know, we've played Troy the past 2 years. My first year at Mar Hill, we played Riverside. So, you know, they're no stranger to many of us throughout all of our sports. I think it's great to add a couple more in and just get more teams involved.
Finally, Coach, you host JCN, as we just talked about, on Friday night for week one. Give us a few keys and expectations for this first one.
A couple keys, you know, is just tackling. That's the thing where last year we struggled the most. So if we can improve there, and then just up front, the line of scrimmage will be huge for us. You know, they got a lot of new guys up front. So if we can try to dominate the line of scrimmage, I think that'll lead to some success.
There it is. Moorhill Mounts Academy football coach Zach Fredrickson joining us here on our first Coaches Insight program of 2024. Moorhill, they are hosting Jefferson County North to kick off the season on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck this week, and we'll do it again next week.
Yep, thank you. We'll see you next week.